You're now tuned in to the Hourglass Podcast.
Let's go!
The show that puts a twist on the five W's.
Yeah.
B-Lo, Rated R, and Double. Bringing you current events, business promotions.
Every time you see me, you see money.
Sports, laughter, and our main question for the last W. Now, let's get in tune.
Hello, hello, hello. This your host, B-Lo, on the Hourglass Podcast. The time is now. Got my man Rated R with me over here.
Rated R in the building.
Definitely got the world. And we got a special guest with us right now. We got the world's smallest stripper, Miss Tiny Taxi right here.
Hey, y'all.
All right. And we got her boo-boo over here, too, Miss Anna Graves over here.
What's up, y'all? It's I am Anna Graves.
Yeah, there you go. There you go right there. So how you all doing out here at Exotica now? Y'all out here chilling now?
Oh, yeah. We're having so much fun. There's so much more stuff that I can now show all my fans to come out and get. You know, it's just amazing on how much a year can go by.
Okay, cool then. So I got a question though. How long have you been doing this stripping?
I've been doing it since I was 18, and then I became a feature entertainer in my 20s, and now it's about three to four years I've been doing this a little bit.
Okay, that's great kids too.
All right. I see you sometimes. You're pretty famous. You got a lot of people over there by your booth.
Where's the first place y'all seen her at?
On stage.
Okay, so what you say, you're pretty famous. I didn't know if the first place you had seen her was on TV or on YouTube or
on stage.
She goes viral on TikTok very, very often.
Yeah,
so I wasn't sure where the first place you saw her
at
was.
Wow.
I came too. I seen her on HBO. They had a special about her and everything like that.
Yeah,
she is out there. Definitely.
Wow.
A superstar over here, though. Superstar.
Oh, wow.
Oh, y'all so sweet.
I definitely. We got a way to ask you, though. Like, we can get it right into it, though. So tell us about over here, out of great boo-boo over here now. Introduce the lady over here now. So how long have y'all been together?
We've been together now 4 years.
Four years?
4 years now.
In September.
A good keeping month. Up time, huh? Keeping up time.
That's good now. So y'all got everybody, all y'all dislikes and likes together now. Y'all ain't good.
Oh yeah. You know, you have your ups and downs, but that's boo boo. That's my best friend.
That's
my queen, my everything.
That's what's up. So do you have like products and stuff that you sell as well?
Yes, we have a lot of products actually. That's the one new thing that we did bring to Exotica, because last year it was just kind of simple, you know, shirts and little stickers. But now we have so much more products. We still have the shirts, we still have the stickers, but now we have, you know, keychains, and we have a lot, you know, adult toy wise.
Mini toys.
We got pens. Life-size model from the real thing, yo.
Okay.
And we even have personal pictures that we're doing that people can come, you know, and buy a personal picture. Or if they want a printout, we do printouts right there and then. And it's wonderful. So much that we have to give.
Yeah, she's got a lot of new merch options this year. Besides the t-shirts, you guys, she's got air fresheners.
Yeah.
She's got lanyards. She's got ink pens.
I'm going to stop right there.
What does that smell like?
I hang it up on my car. What does it smell like?
So I got a question for you. So what's the most thing you like about being an entertainer? Like with like going up and like doing your thing, what's the most thing you like about doing?
The one thing that I love about being an entertainer is going out in the crowd and seeing all the smiles on everybody's face, because you don't know if that person had a bad day that day before they came, or if they got traumatic news or anything of the case may be, they forgot about it that moment.
Right.
Because the music just lifted them, and me putting on a show helped them forget whatever they were
doing. You put a smile on their face.
I saw you put a smile on a lot of people's face over there. You have a booth right next to her, and a lot of people have been talking about
it. We were good neighbors, you know it.
Yeah, you are excellent neighbors.
Oh, Pam over there. Shout out to him over there.
Yeah. Came in clutch with the electricity.
Wow. So, what is next for you? Like, what is next? What is the big adventure that you have in mind? You all like to take a chance on? right about now?
That's a tough one, honestly, because I take too many chances already, enough as it is, with, you know, how short I am and how small I am. People are going to judge you, you know, for what you do and how you do it. So I don't know, honestly, how to answer that because, yeah, I already do that. So
Texie gets discouraged sometimes to try new things because she knows there's no way to please everybody. So she's like, well, no matter what I do, somebody's going to hate on me.
And no matter what.
We just tell her, be you, babe. Like,
keep pushing. Just keep
everybody
on pushing.
Will still love you no
That's
matter
my
what.
Number one goal.
I got one for you, though.
What?
How about an animated cartoon version of it?
Cartoon version?
We got
a mock-up. He liked that over there. She got it. Anyway, look,
we got a mock-up done, right? You know that cartoon, the Boondocks?
Yeah.
We got a mock-up done of her to be like, it looks like a Boondocks character. Bro, it's so cute. And then we got a Simpsons one, too. And we were like, bro, she should be like a little TV.
Yeah. Like, see? So now you got to add the podcast. You got to add the Hourglass podcast.
Yes. The time
see?
Is now.
Yeah.
Yes.
When we get off here, I'll show you guys the little cartoon that they made her. Cool. They both of us. Thank
you. There you go.
I want to see it. I want to see it.
See, that ain't too bad. Yeah. That wasn't too bad. See, right there.
Oh, and also, too, where are you from, Tiny, for the people that don't know about you? Where are you from?
I am from Texas.
Yeah, I can see Texas. Y'all want to say
Texas.
I
got to read it.
I say Texas, but Texas, you got your name, Texas, Tiny Texas, right?
Yeah, so that's Texas. The reason why.
Okay. Wow. Okay, what part of Texas are you from?
I'm in the Corpus Christi area.
Oh, Corpus
Christi,
okay.
It's where I grew up and raised.
Okay.
I love it. It's where I first started dancing. You know, my first club, Bottoms Up.
Shout out to them out there. And also, too, I seen some stuff on YouTube where you was actually, where Tiny blows up stuff. You were blowing up shit with the tank and stuff.
Oh my God.
How do you like
I'm
that?
I'm so scared because, like, they say, you know, you're going to feel, like, the pressure
impact,
hit you.
Right.
And I've seen videos, you know, people like, I'm little, y'all. Like, I'm going to blow my ass away.
Yeah, we were on the range. We started out the video, and she was supposed to be solo. Blowing the tank, and she was like, "Babe, I'm so scared. I don't know if I can do this." I said, "I can't ruin the video." I said, "I'll stand behind you, make sure you're straight." So in the video, all you see is me behind her, holding her back.
You are holding her.
Yeah. I'm holding her back. My butt does back.
Wow.
It was funny because you're supposed to like stand there after you pull it. My butt went and pulled it. I'm like, "I'm checking. I'm going."
Wow.
It wasn't that bad. It worked out pretty
well. No, surprisingly, it wasn't. I overreacted, but funny.
Now, what is like the next thing you have planned, like events and stuff like that you got coming up, you know, people that know out there?
Right now, it's mostly getting booked by clubs, you know, doing a lot of events, also doing a lot more YouTube videos. So I'll be going like to Vegas soon, LA, all that, and hopefully maybe Australia, I don't know, never know, guys.
Internationally?
If I could go to fly to Paris, I'll do it right now.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
Yeah, wow. I know the next few events that y'all can see her at is she's going to be at every Exotica this year.
Yeah,
that's our
that
main
I will be.
Yes.
Okay, great.
I'm super excited about that.
We want to see you in Vegas. That's not like our second
home
right
there. Well, also, I want to see all my fans in every area. So.
Gotcha. You got to see them all.
So. I want to see them all.
We got love for everybody. Put your arms around all of them.
One at a time.
Oh, man. Get in there. Thank you so much for coming and spending time with the Hourglass Podcast. The time is now.
Definitely,
we really appreciate that, Tiny.
Really
no problem.
I love it.
Thank you for having us.
I appreciate you too.
Thank you
so much. It's a pleasure meeting you too.
And
thanks so much for the picture.
Oh, most definitely.
I didn't get one.
I seen y'all. I didn't get one.
Too bad. Too sad.
Oh, now he's boo boo. I'm not boo boo no more.
Baby.
That was meant in a friendly way. Can you please sign it? Can y'all say both of y'all Instagrams on that? People that, you know, how they can follow y'all, how they get in contact with y'all.
Yes, most definitely. So my Instagram and all of my social media, you can look me up as Tiny Texie. My YouTube, Twitter, Tiny Texie, and Instagram. You know, Facebook, all that. Just type in the name. I'll be able.
And y'all know me. I'm always with my girl at Tiny Texie. And if you can't find me on her profile, my at name is @IAmAnnaGraves. I am on that on every social media platform.
That's it. That's Miss Anna Graves over there. She said it was a spice on it, too.
Uh-huh.
It was a spice on that thing over there.
Spice on that sucker.
Who got it over there? Definitely. I'd like to thank you all, though. This has been the Hourglass Podcast. Definitely. Be low.
Rated R in the building.
Here. There we go. Yes. The time is now, baby. Oceans, Gentlemen's Club.
Thank you for listening to the Hourglass Podcast. The time is now. Shoot us an email at info@hourglasspodcasting.com to submit questions and to become a future guest. It's our time. Now, let's make the best of it.